Yes. Coming up with brilliant ideas for my promo, which will run, hopefully, all the way into tomorrow morning show.
I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Incessantly was the word. I hope they run incessantly.
Oh, okay.
All right, it is 9:07, so the 9 o'clock stretch officially. Still got that little shoulder tendon thing, whatever it is. It's killing me. Anyway.
PT.
PT Barnum. Oh. That's right. Yeah, which it can be sometimes.
Yeah.
Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Tulsi Gabbard is a Republican.
Nice.
Woo! Yeah. All right. So my promo, got to put this story together in a clever way. I only have like 10 seconds. This is funny. And I got to give credit to Greg, as usual. He was part of this. Comedy Central, The Daily Show host, Jon Stewart. Remember him? Yeah, he was around for a while, and then he left, then he came back. He looked pretty beat up. But anyway, he had a meltdown, apparently. former Vice President Dick Cheney, like his daughter Liz, is endorsing the Harris-Walz presidential ticket. While speaking with Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz, in a recent interview. What did Stewart say? No! No, 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 no.
Why?
No.
Why? What's the deal?
He was asked to go hunting with both of them.
Okay.
Come on, Greg.
That's funny. Oh, you mean... Okay, all right.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's
he was funny. Invited to go hunting, which we all know would be much safer with Governor Tim Walz than it would be with Dick Cheney. See, Dick Cheney will shoot you in the face. Tim Walz, he hasn't figured out how to load the shotgun, so we're good there.
Details.
We're good there.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
One of the real first qualifications of being a vice president is obviously rifle safety.
Wow.
Stewart told Walz in response to the Minnesota governor talking about the Second Amendment in an apparent attempt to appeal to gun owners. This is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They attempt to appeal to gun owners. I can't think of a vice president in recent memory that used a shotgun irresponsibly. Nothing comes to mind, Stewart quipped, chuckling, of course.
Uh-huh.
Referring to Cheney, who endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket, as well as, well, accidentally shot the then 78-year-old Harry Whittington during a hunting trip in 2006. The Cheney thing, do we really have to do that? Jon Stewart said, to which Walz responded by trying to downplay the Cheney endorsement, citing Senator Bernie Sanders and left-wing pop star Taylor Swift's endorsements, saying, look, it goes broader than that. Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, Taylor Swift. Stewart cut Walz off. That's when he said, no, no, no. And
that's funny.
And then Walz asked him, he says, are you saying no to having the Cheneys on board? Yeah, Stewart said. You can't. Dick Cheney or Taylor Swift, no. To which Walz responded, we're a big tent. Yeah. It just, that part of the interview was one long big punchline. And Jon Stewart, in this case, totally gets it.
And he is funny once in a while.
In this case, yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Busted clocks right twice a day.
Good point.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Jerry. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Great show. I was listening to your monologue there. Don't put anything past these Marxists. Once they have power, they really, really don't like to let go. And if you go to stopbogusballots.com, these guys got stashed over 5 million incomplete address up in a swing state. And they plan on counting votes on November 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. I don't trust these guys. So keep an eye on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the next thing you're going to say is you're going to call in and go, you can't trust Fidel Castro when he said, Revolution, we will all spread the wealth around. Mm-hmm. We'll all be, you know, happy. And it didn't go that way.
I see a pattern.
And it's not because he made a mistake.
No.
It's because he was a deceiver.
Uh-huh.
He deceived the people.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And became worse than the regime that he replaced. A lot worse. Yeah. So, yeah. No, we're totally with you.
Oh, yeah.
When you say, you know, you can't trust these folks.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. Totally with you. All right. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Who in the Biden-Harris administration has been helping out? You know, with the whole immigration issue.
Oh, they've been helping with immigration, all right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. As much as they can get.
Hmm. The American Accountability Foundation put out a report. And they found where there, yes, there's a member of the administration.
Uh-huh.
A DHS official, and apparently used social media to promote illegal immigration, to promote it.
Wait a minute. DHS stands for what?
Department of Homeland Security.
What's the last word in there?
Security.
Of our what?
Border.
Homeland.
Yeah.
Hello? What do you mean they're encouraging more immigration?
An official used platforms like YouTube, TikTok to provide advice to border crossers. Wilson Osorio, listed online as an associate counsel with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office of the Chief Counsel. Fox News reached out to the Department of Homeland Security and USCIS to confirm his employment and for comment on the report. After Fox reached out, what appeared to be Osorio's YouTube and TikTok accounts were made private.
Amazing.
And his LinkedIn profile appeared to have been removed.
Hmm.
No word on what happened to his MySpace account. The American Accountability Foundation published a report which looked at his videos and translated Spanish-speaking content. So he's been using TikTok, YouTube, Instagram channels to post video content, mostly of conversations with illegal immigrants, where he asked the individuals to tell those watching how much money they make, how they came to the U.S., how wonderful it is to illegally enter and settle in the U.S.
Wow.
He began posting in July and has posted dozens of videos to YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. In one video, he shows an illegal immigrant who now owns a restaurant. The American dream is alive and well. Yeah, the American dream under Biden-Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah. The American dream is alive and well.
For who?
Just not for Americans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, isn't that like sickeningly funny in a funny way?
We had heard rumored that there was someone doing this a while back, but I'm glad they've actually nailed down who it is because, giving advice on how to sneak into the country.
The American dream, alive and well. This is a story of a Honduran immigrant who entered the United States illegally 20 years ago. With hard work and dedication, he is now the owner of an expanding restaurant, which brings in over $1 million in sales. Huh. Wonder what the taxing mechanism is for that. I just wonder.
How does that
mean
work?
He's not paying them. I don't know.
Right.
Other examples include a video that identified a migrant as earning $1,000 a week selling fruit. In another one, an illegal immigrant is asked if he has any advice or tips for others who want to cross the border illegally into the U.S. The man responds by warning about the dangers, including smugglers and the heat of the desert. And it just goes on and on from there. Under the employment of the United States government, this guy.
Amazing.
Inviting people in, giving them advice on how to be a successful illegal immigrant.
Illegal, yeah, right.
And to live the American dream while Americans' dreams are being shattered daily. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show on podcast. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Hit subscribe. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile right here on 97.3 The Sky. Hear about this alleged perv?
The what?
Alleged perv.
Alleged perv.
Former Abercrombie and Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries arrested on sex trafficking charges. If you already hear the headline, what'd you immediately think?
Oh, just for me, it's kind of like remembering their stores, the bags, the basically all their marketing was soft porn.
You know what I thought?
What?
I thought, I bet you it doesn't involve women.
Oh,
and I was right.
Well, that was in my thinking. I just said, yeah, you're right. You're right.
CEO of fashion brand Abercrombie and Fitch, Mike Jeffries, and his British partner have been arrested facing sex trafficking charges. NBC News reports Jeffries had been arrested in West Palm Beach, Florida. Two other associates, Matthew Smith of West Palm, James Jacobson of Wisconsin, also arrested in connection with trafficking charges relating to young men and sex parties. They're expected to appear in federal court, it looks like Tuesday, and they'll be arraigned at a later date, Eastern District of New York. He was CEO of the popular clothing brand from 92 to 2014, stepped down with a $25 million retirement package. Well, but apparently it wasn't a package he was looking for.
Apparently not. But that $25 million. You can retire on that.
Well, in CEO terms, that's not that much anymore.
I know.
You know? Yeah. It's not even a golden parachute, but it's a nice sterling silver one.
Absolutely.
The news of his arrest comes 1 year after BBC News published an explosive report that said Jeffries exploited men at sex parties he hosted. The report said 12 men described attending or organizing events that included sex acts for Jeffries and his partner, Matthew Smith, and those events allegedly took place from 2009 to 2015. Some of the men who spoke to BBC said they were exploited or didn't participate willingly. Lawyers for Jeffries and Smith have both previously denied any wrongdoing by both, responding to the latest news. Jeffries' lawyer told the BBC, "We will respond in detail to the allegations after the indictment is unsealed and when appropriate, but plan to do so in the courthouse, not the media."
Oh, imagine that. They sure like media coverage when they were running the company and trying to sell a bunch of stuff.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly right.
That's because you're a genius.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. All right. So there's that.
Yeah.
Just want to go and maybe support the local athletes. Security officers at the Air Force Academy stopped a fan from wearing a shirt. This was a volleyball game between Air Force and San Jose State University.
Okay. Aren't you supposed to wear a shirt?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It's what's on the shirt.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Allow me to milk the chickens, Greg, before you make butter out of it.
Well, I'm just saying this. I mean, get in trouble for a shirt for not wearing one. It was a little confusing for me. I don't know.
Oh, you're not the only confused one because there is a transgender player.
More confusion.
That plays for San Jose State University, Blair Fleming.
All right.
In a video obtained by OutKick, security informed John Kopecki, a fan who also happens to be an Air Force grad.
Oh, wow.
They forced him, security did, to unzip his sweatshirt so they could read what his T-shirt said.
That's interesting.
Yeah. When have they ever done that?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, this guy looks like he's carrying something under his shirt. Let's make sure, you know, he's not wearing a bomb belt.
Well, that'd be one thing, but...
But no, just to randomly go, you know, what do you got on there? What's it say? Think about if they do that to a woman. What's your shirt say? And then they're kind of reading and ogling at the same time.
Or a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they saw the message, they told him he could not remove his sweatshirt during the match or he would be asked to leave. In other words, you better zip it up and keep it zipped, buddy.
So was it profane or what's the deal here?
The moral? To some people.
Oh.
The shirt read.
Uh-oh.
This is crazy now.
All right.
Are the kids listening? Be careful, parents.
We're ready.
Here's what the shirt said.
Yeah.
Keep women's sports female.
Radical.
Isn't it?
That's radical.
Keep women's sports female.
Man, what a thought. Who'd think you even need to make a t-shirt that says that?
Well, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have.
Good point.
But here we are. They've never made me unzip a hoodie to get in before, ever. So, yeah, that was unusual. Volleyball games involving San Jose State have seen drastic increases in security. San Jose State University began adding extra officers to home and road games as the national debate over Blair Fleming's presence on the roster heated up.
I got you. Okay.
Then the school increased security again after a threat was made against Brooke Slusser, a San Jose State player who joined a lawsuit against the NCAA after the school allegedly refused to divulge that her teammate was a man.
Hmm.
Can you tell me if this Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's none of your business.
Hmm.
But I'm pretty sure I saw his business in the locker room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a sign.
Kopecky, the guy wearing the awfully nasty t-shirt that said keep women's sports female, was monitored throughout the game.
Oh, because who knows what he might do.
Like the Stasi police from East Germany.
Ooh.
Keeping an eye on you and asking your neighbors to do the same thing. That's America. America with a K, I guess. Right?
Don't reach for the zipper.
Isn't that?
That's
sad.
It's messy.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
If it was isolated, bad enough. We know it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's wrong. And if you say something is wrong, look out. Yep. Not good. Did I mention we could make America great again? Early voting? Did I mention it?
It never hurts to mention it again.
Early voting. Do it. It is 9:28, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Lots of things going on, lots of events. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. American Cancer Society inviting you to get your pink on and participate in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event that's coming up October 26th at Celebration Point. The event kicks off at 8:15. The walk starts at 9. Register for free now at makingstrideswalk.com. Gainesville.
If you're not looking at a calendar, it's this Saturday.
Everybody knows that this Saturday is the 26th because there's a ton of things going on.
Boy, isn't there?
Got Oktoberfest at Audi, the benefits around the McDonald House.
Yep.
You've got the Haunted Trail that's going on. That actually starts, tomorrow at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. That's going to be fun. That goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So pick an evening to go out there and be... It'll be a spooktacular event. Ooh, kids.
Well, the
scary. Sorry, go ahead.
You did that way too well. The Greg Cassidy Schmooze Tour was going on last night, at which you got a plug, I might add. That was the annual meeting for the ARC. You know the ARC.
Awesome.
They knew
awesome
that little Bob Rose golf tournament that raises about $50,000 every year, you know? So
I wish I could say it's me. It's not me. All I do is put the word out. But it has been an awesome event, and I'm just very proud of my association with everybody at ARC.
Mm-hmm. Great folks.
Everybody at ARC,
So Mark and Mark. So as we call them, the Mark and Mark Show when they come in the studio.
Right.
So they say hi, Bob.
Mark Swain, Mark Johnson.
Say, hi, Bob. So,
Yep. Just great folks doing excellent work. And thanks for representing.
You bet.
Did you get some shouts, some cheers?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody throw anything at you?
No, just a woo here and there.
There's always a wise guy in the crowd.
There's always at least one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But they probably know
you. But Sheriff Gainey was there, so he had my back.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a couple things. Did I mention get out there and vote? Early voting?
Well, if you missed it, you probably should say it, just in case people forget.
Yeah.
Early voting.
What's going on?
Now.
Right now.
Yeah.
The Israel Defense Force provided what it said was precise directions to Hezbollah's vault of $500 million in cash and gold underneath a hospital in Beirut. Yeah. Journalist apparently said, we can't find it because the day before, the IDF published a video claiming the vault stacked with money from Iran. The vault was part of a complex, hole underneath part of right under the hospital.
Let me guess. It was an anti-Israel newspaper.
Oh, you mean the actual media?
They couldn't find it.
Oh.
See?
Well,
that's crazy.
The hospital was evacuated. The director of the hospital claimed that there was no vault underneath it.
Uh-huh.
Several journalists participated in a tour of the hospital and declared, well, they couldn't find any such vault on the premises. Yeah. The anti-Israel, pro-Russia correspondent Steve Sweeney.
There we go. There's the key.
Posted on X. And in response, IDF Arabic spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Shoshani, posted precise directions to the vault, indicating that the entrance to the vault was not in the hospital itself, but in a neighboring building accessible via the basement, which they know generally that's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that way they don't have to enter the hospital, which would look suspicious. They enter in some adjacent room, building, alleyway, whatever.
Yep.
Then they go underneath, and that's where they hide out, or in this case, hide out their assets.
We don't see a vault anywhere here.
Yeah.
The IDF does not target hospitals as a matter of policy and adherence to international law, though it has battled Hamas terrorists in Gaza who have used hospitals to launch attacks. Yep. Store weapons, indeed. And hide hostages, true as well. Hospitals lose their protected status under international humanitarian law when they are used for military non-medical purposes. And this is nothing new. Anybody shocked? Hey, what? He blew up part of a hospital. Because that's where the bad guys hide, and they've known it for decades.
Yep.
So, anyway, I guess maybe they finally stumbled on it after a lot of help.
When you got to give them directions. That's amazing.
Israeli Defense Forces did confirm Tuesday Hezbollah next in line, Hashim Safieddine, was killed in an airstrike in Beirut in early October, but I guess this was just recently confirmed. At first, there was speculation maybe about his fate. Maybe he wasn't killed. Maybe he was on the run, whatever. But now they can confirm that the head of the Hezbollah Executive Council has been eliminated by the IDF, which brings about the point that they have gotten rid of a lot of the hierarchy in these terrorist groups. Israel has. If they would have done the ceasefire when Biden started crying about it,
yeah,
all those bad, bad people who, by the way, some are connected with the killings of our soldiers in Beirut many years ago, back in, what, 82? Yeah, those people would still be around, walking around, planning more attacks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and Biden said, don't. Yeah, right. Who cares what he says?
Oh, my goodness. Who cares what Chris Matthews says? We don't, but
yeah,
we'll make fun of him.
Okay.
He's on with his pal, Morning Joe.
Oh, they're...
Morning Joe.
They're quite the couple.
Yeah. Matthews said... You know, this is the same Chris Matthews that said when Obama spoke, he got a shiver up his leg or something.
Yes.
Aye, shiver me timbers. That Obama feller, he's got something special. I can feel it in my bones. Matthews said, I would think a few years ago I would ever be singing the praises of a Cheney member of the family. A member of that family.
That family.
I really did not like the Iraq War. And I didn't like the neocons. And Cheney was leading them all. And he took us into war. And it killed almost 200,000 people in Iraq. And it served no purpose. They had a bunker, a barrier against Iran. And they got rid of it. Anyway, she is a character almost out of the movies. Out of A Man for All Seasons. I've never seen a more heroic figure than Liz Cheney. Wow.
Okay.
Same guy.
Yeah.
That had that tingling or shivering up his leg or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
He got that for Obama.
Yeah.
Now, he's never seen a more heroic figure than Liz Cheney. Is that because she has turned away from her supposed party?
So does that make you heroic? Have other people done this?
Oh, as opposed to like a real hero that, I don't know, maybe served our nation? like Tulsi Gabbard?
Yes.
Oh, we can't call her heroic, can we, Chris? Because she turned away from your loser Marxist party and went Republican. Sorry, pal. I'll trade you anytime. I'll trade you anytime. But Tulsi Gabbard for Liz Cheney? Yeah, come on back, sucker, when you got something else. Unbelievable. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Gunny, you're on the air.
Hey, first of all, I got to say thank you for taking my call. I moved up to northern Florida a year ago from Port St. Lucie, found you guys. I just came back from New York and listened to you on Odyssey. And most important, 10/23/83 is the anniversary of the Beirut bombing.
83, sorry, yes.
1983, 10/23. And yeah, I'm a survivor of that. Wasn't physically in the building, but I was very close to the building and did medevacs. So I'm getting a little choked up. But Hezbollah, they deserve everything Israel dishes out to them. I'd love to be there and help them.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the reminder. I didn't realize that today is the anniversary of that. Did you mention that earlier or not?
We talked about it before the show, but that's been a long time ago. So now,
because sometimes things pop into my mind, and then now I know that you had brought that up. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, look, you know, there were people I went to high school with, because I graduated in 1980, that were there, and they didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it's good to hear from you, Gunny. Hang in there, and again, thank you for your service.
I'm glad you found us. We appreciate the support.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard announced that she is joining the Republican Party, noting that it is the party of the people.
Nice.
And the party that stands for equality. Real equality.
Yeah.
Not this fake social justice.
Yeah, we know the difference between men and women when it comes to equality.
What?
Yeah, I know. Crazy thought.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
That's not easy to do. There's somebody that could be a Supreme Court justice that couldn't tell you what a woman is. I'm telling you.
I know.
No, it's not a meme.
No, that was real.
I watched it.
Yes.
I watched it live.
That was real.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want to make sure. Did I mention early voting? Did I?
You might have, but...
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it makes me smile, Greg.
I love it.
Time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Welcome back to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for something special. We call it Things That Make You Smile. It's where you share upbeat, positive thoughts with us, and non-political, and it's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. It's making me smile because I'm actually going to go visit Robin Larson Dental today.
Really?
To get my teethers all cleaned up, polished up.
So I should wear even, like, maybe some dark sunglasses in the studio tomorrow, because the glare off those
bright, shiny, pearly
whites will be in the studio.
Oh, the shark bites with his teeth white. Hold on. Okay, I'll stop singing now. Yeah, call or I'll sing. Look, we've got callers on the line. See how that works? Good morning, Shep. What's making you smile?
Well, last month in September, I had to have my right wrist worked on because of bone on bone. Surgeon repaired it. Yesterday, I got my cast off. Now I'm in a brace. I'm well on the way to healing, and I did the whole thing without socialized medicine. God bless America.
God bless you, Shep.
Thanks, B. Think of that old Albert Hammond song, "Healings, nothing more than healing."
I think it's feelings. Feelings, not healing.
Oh, I misunderstood it all this time.
Well, wow. I can't cast stones. There's several songs that I sang wrong for.
Did you say cast? What? Oh, sorry.
Hey, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it is, I'm talking to everybody else, but Greg, you have to stay here too. Next is the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
It was a disastrous answer on changing her positions, a disastrous answer.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Independent watchdog group UN Watch issued a scathing report Tuesday on the anti-Semitic history and support for terrorist organizations for this Francesca Albanese, a UN special rapporteur for human rights. in the Palestinian territories. She's coming to the U.S. This weekend to address several college campuses and to hold meetings at the U.N. But this watchdog group cites her as a national security threat. Right after the October 7th massacre, she said, well, this slaughter, it must be put in the context and equated the existence of Israel to the terrorist act itself. Why would we let somebody like that in our country, on our campuses? No, no. I say banner, and that's the smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great, awesome day. God bless. See ya. Hear about this alleged perv?
The what?
Alleged perv.
Alleged perv.
Former Abercrombie and Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries arrested on sex trafficking charges. If you already hear the headline, what'd you immediately think?
Oh, just for me, it's kind of like remembering their stores, the bags, the basically all their marketing was soft porn.
You know what I thought?
What?
I thought, I bet you it doesn't involve women.
Oh.
And I was right.
Well, that was in my thinking. I just said, yeah, you're right. You're right.
CEO of fashion brand Abercrombie and Fitch, Mike Jeffries, and his British partner have been arrested facing sex trafficking charges. NBC News reports Jeffries have been arrested in West Palm Beach, Florida. Two other associates, Matthew Smith of West Palm, James Jacobson of Wisconsin, also arrested in connection with trafficking charges relating to young men and sex parties. They're expected to appear in federal court, it looks like Tuesday. And they'll be arraigned at a later date, Eastern District of New York. He was CEO of the popular clothing brand from 92 to 2014. Stepped down with a $25 million retirement package. But apparently it wasn't a package he was looking for.
Apparently not. But that $25 million, you can retire on that.
Well, in CEO terms, that's not that much anymore.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not even a golden parachute, but it's a nice sterling silver one.
Absolutely.
The news of his arrest comes 1 year after BBC News published an explosive report that said Jeffries exploited men at sex parties he hosted. The report said 12 men described attending or organizing events that included sex acts for Jeffries and his partner, Matthew Smith, and those events allegedly took place from 2009 to 2015. Some of the men who spoke to BBC said they were exploited or didn't participate willingly. Lawyers for Jeffries and Smith have both previously denied any wrongdoing by both. Responding to the latest news, Jeffries' lawyer told the BBC, "We will respond in detail to the allegations after the indictment is unsealed and when appropriate, but plan to do so in the courthouse, not the media."
Oh, imagine that. They sure like media coverage when they were running the company and trying to sell a bunch of stuff.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly right.
That's because you're a genius. Yeah.
No, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there's that.
Yeah.
Just want to go and maybe support the local athletes. Security officers at the Air Force Academy stopped a fan from wearing a shirt. This was a volleyball game between Air Force and San Jose State University.
Okay. Aren't you supposed to wear a shirt?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what's on the shirt.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Allow me to milk the chickens, Greg, before you make butter out of it.
Well, I'm just saying this. I mean, get in trouble for a shirt for not wearing one. It was a little confusing for me. I don't know.
Oh, you're not the only confused one because there is a transgender player.
More confusion.
That plays for San Jose State University, Blair Fleming.
All right.
In a video obtained by OutKick, security informed John Kopecky, a fan who also happens to be an Air Force grad.
Oh, wow.
They forced him, security did, to unzip his sweatshirt so they could read what his T-shirt said.
That's interesting.
Yeah. When have they ever done that?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, this guy looks like he's carrying something under his shirt. Let's make sure, you know, he's not wearing a bomb belt.
Well, that'd be one thing, but...
But no, just to randomly go, you know, what do you got on there? What's it say? Think about if they do that to a woman. What's your shirt say? And then they're kind of reading and ogling at the same time.
Or a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once they saw the message, they told him he could not remove his sweatshirt during the match or he would be asked to leave. In other words, you better zip it up and keep it zipped, buddy.
So was it profane or what's the deal here? The moral?
To some people.
Oh.
The shirt red.
Uh-oh.
This is crazy now.
All right.
Are the kids listening? Be careful, parents.
We're ready.
Here's what the shirt said.
Yeah.
Keep women's sports female.
Radical.
Isn't it?
That's radical.
Keep women's sports female.
Man, what a thought. Who'd think you even need to make a t-shirt that says that?
Well, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have.
Good point.
But here we are. They've never made me unzip a hoodie to get in before, ever. So, yeah, that was unusual. Volleyball games involving San Jose State have seen drastic increases in security. San Jose State University began adding extra officers to home and road games as the national debate over Blair Fleming's presence on the roster heated up.
I got you. Okay.
Then the school increased security again after a threat was made against Brooke Slusser, a San Jose State player who joined a lawsuit against the NCAA after the school allegedly refused to divulge that her teammate was a man.
Hmm.
Can you tell me if this is... Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's none of your business.
Hmm.
But I'm pretty sure I saw his business in the locker room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign.
Mm-hmm. Kopecky, the guy wearing the awfully nasty t-shirt that said, keep women's sports female, was monitored throughout the game.
Oh, because who knows what he might do.
Like the Stasi police from East Germany.
Ooh.
Keeping an eye on you and asking your neighbors to do the same thing. That's America. America with a K, I guess. Right?
Don't reach for the zipper.
Isn't that?
That's
sad.
It's messy.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
If it was isolated, bad enough. We know it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's wrong. And if you say something is wrong, look out. Yep. Not good. Did I mention we could make America great again? Early voting? Did I mention it?
It never hurts to mention it again.
Early voting. Do it. It is 9:28, about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Lots of things going on, lots of events. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. American Cancer Society inviting you to get your pink on and participate in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event that's coming up October 26th at Celebration Point. The event kicks off at 8:15. The walk starts at 9. Register for free now at Making Strides Walk. Gainesville.
If you're not looking at a calendar, it's this Saturday.
Everybody knows that this Saturday is the 26th because there's a ton of things going on.
Boy, isn't there?
Got Oktoberfest at Audi, the benefits Ronald McDonald House.
Yep.
You've got the Haunted Trail that's going on. That actually starts, tomorrow?
Yep.
At Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. That's going to be fun. That goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So pick an evening to go out there and be... It'll be a spooktacular event. Ooh, kids.
Well, the
scary. Sorry,
go ahead. You did that way too well. The Greg Cassidy Schmooze Tour was going on last night, at which you got a plug, I might add. It was the annual meeting for the ARC. You know, the ARC.
Awesome.
They knew
awesome
that little Bob Rose golf tournament that raises about $50,000 every year, you know? So
I wish I could say it's me. It's not me. All I do is put the word out. But it has been an awesome event, and I'm just very proud of my association with everybody at ARC.
Mm-hmm. Great folks.
Everybody at ARC,
So Mark and Mark. So as we call them, the Mark and Mark Show when they come in the studio.
Right.
So they say hi, Bob.
Mark Swain, Mark Johnson.
Say, hi, Bob. So,
Yep. Just great folks doing excellent work. And thanks for representing.
You bet.
Did you get some shouts, some cheers?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody throw anything at you?
No, just a woo here and there.
There's always a wise guy in the crowd.
There's always at least one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But they probably know.
But Sheriff Gainey was there, so he had my back.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that explains a couple of things. Did I mention get out there and vote? Early voting?
Well, if you missed it, you probably should say it, just in case people forget.
Yeah.
Early voting.
What's going on?
Now.
Right now.
Yeah.
The Israel Defense Force provided what it said was precise directions to Hezbollah's vault of $500 million in cash and gold underneath a hospital in Beirut. Yeah. Journalists apparently said, we can't find it because the day before, the IDF published a video claiming the vault stacked with money from Iran. The vault was part of a complex, hole underneath part of right under the hospital.
Let me guess. It was an anti-Israel newspaper.
Oh, you mean the actual media?
They couldn't find it.
Oh.
See? That's crazy.
The hospital was evacuated. The director of the hospital claimed that there was no vault underneath it. Uh-huh. Several journalists participated in a tour of the hospital and declared, well, they couldn't find any such vault on the premises. Yeah. The anti-Israel, pro-Russia correspondent Steve Sweeney.
There we go. There's the key.
Posted on X. And in response, IDF Arabic spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Shoshani, posted precise directions to the vault, indicating that the entrance to the vault was not in the hospital itself, but in a neighboring building accessible via the basement, which they know generally that's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that way they don't have to enter the hospital, which would look suspicious. They enter in some adjacent room, building, alleyway, whatever.
Yep.
Then they go underneath, and that's where they hide out, or in this case, hide out their assets.
We don't see a vault anywhere here.
Yeah.
The IDF does not target hospitals as a matter of policy and adherence to international law, though it has battled Hamas terrorists in Gaza who have used hospitals to launch attacks. Yep. Store weapons, indeed. And hide hostages, true as well. Hospitals lose their protected status under international humanitarian law when they are used for military non-medical purposes. And this is nothing new. Anybody shocked? Hey, what? He blew up part of a hospital. Yeah, because that's where the bad guys hide, and they've known it for decades.
Yep.
So, anyway, I guess maybe they finally stumbled on it after a lot of help.
When you got to give them directions. That's amazing.
Israeli Defense Forces did confirm Tuesday Hezbollah next in line, Hashim Safieddine, was killed in an airstrike in Beirut in early October, but I guess this was just recently confirmed. At first, there was speculation maybe about his fate. Maybe he wasn't killed. Maybe he was on the run, whatever. But now they can confirm that the head of the Hezbollah Executive Council has been eliminated by the IDF, which brings about the point that they have gotten rid of a lot of the hierarchy in these terrorist groups. Israel has. If they would have done the ceasefire when Biden started crying about it,
yeah,
all those bad, bad people who, by the way, some are connected with the killings of our soldiers in Beirut many years ago, back in, what, 82? Yeah, those people would still be around, walking around, planning more attacks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and Biden said, don't. Yeah, right. Who cares what he says?
Oh, my goodness. Who cares what Chris Matthews says? We don't, but
yeah,
we'll make fun of him.
Okay.
He's on with his pal, Morning Joe.
Oh, they're...
Morning Joe.
They're quite the couple.
Yeah. Matthews said, you know, this is the same Chris Matthews that said when Obama spoke, he got a shiver up his leg or something.
Yes.
Aye, shiver me timbers. That Obama feller, he's got something special. I can feel it in my bones. Matthew said, I would think a few years ago I would ever be singing the praises of a Cheney member of the family, a member of that family.
That family.
I really did not like the Iraq War, and I didn't like the neocons, and Cheney was leading them all, and he took us into war, and it killed almost 200,000 people in Iraq, and it served no purpose. They had a bunker, a barrier against Iran, and they got rid of it. Anyway, she is a character almost out of the movies, out of A Man for All Seasons. I've never seen a more heroic figure than Liz Cheney. Wow.
Okay.
Same guy.
Yeah.
That had that tingling or shivering up his leg or whatever it was. He got that for Obama.
Yeah.
Now he's never seen a more heroic figure than Liz Cheney. Is that because she has turned away from her supposed party?
So does that make you heroic? Haven't other people done this?
Oh, as opposed to like a real hero that, I don't know, maybe served our nation? Like Tulsi Gabbard?
Yes.
Oh, we can't call her heroic, can we, Chris? Because she turned away from your loser Marxist party and went Republican. Sorry, pal. I'll trade you anytime. I'll trade you anytime. But Tulsi Gabbard for Liz Cheney? Yeah, come on back, sucker, when you got something else. Unbelievable. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Gunny, you're on the air.
Hey, first of all, I got to say thank you for taking my call. I moved up to northern Florida a year ago from Port St. Lucie, found you guys. I just came back from New York and listened to you on Odyssey. And most important, 10-23-83 is the anniversary of the Beirut bombing.
83, sorry, yes.
1983, 10-23. And so, I'm a survivor of that. Wasn't physically in the building, but I was very close to the building and did medevacs. So I'm getting a little choked up. But Hezbollah, they deserve everything Israel dishes out to them. I'd love to be there and help them.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for the reminder. I didn't realize that today is the anniversary of that. Did you mention that earlier or not?
We talked about it before the show, but that's been a long time ago. So now,
because sometimes things pop into my mind, and then now I know that you had brought that up. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, look, you know, there were people I went to high school with, because I graduated in 1980, that were there, and they didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it's good to hear from you, Gunny. Hang in there, and again, thank you for your service.
I'm glad you found us. We appreciate the support.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard announced that she is joining the Republican Party, noting that it is the party of the people.
Nice.
And the party that stands for equality. Real equality.
Yeah.
Not this fake social justice.
Yeah, we know the difference between men and women when it comes to equality.
What?
Yeah, I know. Crazy thought.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
That's not easy to do. There's somebody that could be a Supreme Court justice that couldn't tell you what a woman is. I'm telling you.
I know.
No, it's not a meme.
No, that was real.
I watched it.
Yes.
I watched it live.
That was real.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want to make sure. Did I mention early voting? Did I?
You might have, but...
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it makes me smile, Greg.
I love it.
Time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Welcome back to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for something special. We call it Things That Make You Smile. It's where you share upbeat, positive thoughts with us, and non-political, and it's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. It's making me smile because I'm actually going to go visit Robin Larson Dental today.
Really?
To get my teethers all cleaned up, polished up.
So I should wear even, like, maybe some dark sunglasses in the studio tomorrow, because the glare off those
bright, shiny, pearly,
pearly
white
will be in the studio.
Oh, the shark bites with his teeth white. Hold up. Okay, I'll stop singing now. Yeah, call or I'll sing. Look, we've got callers on the line. See how that works? Good morning, Shep. What's making you smile?
Well, last month in September, I had to have my right wrist worked on because of bone on bone. Surgeon repaired it. Yesterday, I got my cast off. Now I'm in a brace. I'm well on the way to healing, and I did the whole thing without socialized medicine. God bless America.
God bless you, Shep.
Makes me think of that old Albert Hammond song, Healings, Nothing More Than Healing.
I think it's feelings. Feelings, not healing.
Oh, I misunderstood it all this time.
Well, wow. I can't cast stones. There's several songs that I sang wrong for.
Did you say cast? What? Oh, sorry.
Hey, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it is, I'm talking to everybody else, but Greg, you have to stay here too. Next is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
It was a disastrous answer on changing her positions. A disastrous answer
on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Independent watchdog group UN Watch issued a scathing report Tuesday on the anti-Semitic history and support for terrorist organizations for this Francesca Albanese, a UN special rapporteur for human rights in the Palestinian territories. She's coming to the U.S. This weekend to address several college campuses and to hold meetings at the U.N. But this watchdog group cites her as a national security threat. Right after the October 7th massacre, she said, well, this slaughter, it must be put in the context and equated the existence of Israel to the terrorist act itself. Why would we let somebody like that in our country, on our campuses? No. I say banner, and that's The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great, awesome day. God bless. See ya.